Good afternoon to all of you. This is a very small book called A Personal Religion of Your Own. A very sweet book by Rameshji, perhaps a couple of years before he passed away. You see, this whole aspect of religion is what he used to invariably bring up in the satsangs. That the joke was that the basis of all the religions was the same, and yet we had religious wars over the centuries, far back as the Crusades to even now. And he would say this to anyone new in the hot seat, that you know, if you take the four words in the Bible, thy will be done, or the Muslims say inshallah, God willing, at the end of every sentence. And in the Hindu scriptures, he would refer to two sentences, one of which I remember was tumeva karta, tumeva bhokta. And then there was the other sentence, means thou art the doer, thou art the experiencer, thou art the listener, and so on and so forth. So he kept saying that each religion was actually telling us the same thing, and yet this was the biggest irony, that there were religious wars. And therefore, I think he was inspired to title this book, A Personal Religion of Your Own. It was quite sweet. And he would always say that what one needs to understand is that we are a brotherhood of instruments through whom God's will functions. That is the true definition of the words universal brotherhood, which of course unfortunately is not so even today. So that was the foundation of probably a lot of what he wrote, what he spoke about. And coming to this book, I have marked very few quotations just to see things in a different light. So let's look at what we have here. The beautiful part of the total acceptance of the principle of non-doership Let me say that again. The beautiful part of the total acceptance of this principle of non-doership is that you do not get solutions for your problems, but that the problems themselves do not arise. This is because problems are usually based on relationships, and this understanding that there is no doer of any deed inevitably and invariably leads to a harmonious relationship with the other. No one is to be blamed and no one is to be condemned. That's it. It was so simple. And here is a quotation on death. The fact of the matter is that death means the release of the impersonal consciousness from the captivity of the body, which it had itself created to live as a me, so that it again became the impersonal consciousness. That is all that death means. You see, I remember when I first met Rameshji, he was 83, I think, roughly 83. And he seemed really so youthful then, because I recall he would be walking for 1 hour up and down in his apartment. He was extremely fit. He was a bodybuilder in his younger days and won many state level competitions also. So I found it quite surprising when he would jokingly tell the people in the satsang that, you know, I'm in the transit lounge, he would say. He would tell someone, I'm in the transit lounge. And if the joke is, he lived on for another 9 to 10 years, which is a very long wait in the transit lounge. I think his health failed him only in the last year and a half or so. And he was very clear. He did not really care about this whole phenomenon of death, never bothered him. He just felt that it was given undue importance. And it was so nice for me to see, especially when I had just started visiting him, because it was, as one would say, fresh conditioning to see an old man, so to speak, like a grandfatherly figure, so casual about this thing which is so troublesome and so heavy and so dull and depressing generally when the subject of death is brought up. And it was such a breath of fresh air to see whatever Rameshji would speak about dying and death. For me, it was quite a wonderful exposure to this kind of an understanding. And so in that vein, he says here, who cares? Who decides? I have led a beautiful life for the last 20 odd years, having done whatever I have wanted to do without bothering. Have I made a mistake? Have I committed a sin? Witnessing whatever happens as something that happens under the cosmic law without condemning anybody for anything. Can life ever be simpler than that? How beautiful. That is why Rameshji kept saying this teaching may not make life easier, but it is bound to make it simpler. And in the conclusion, which is titled Happiness Through Peace of Mind, here he says, it is usual for the human being to seek happiness through money, fame, power, or something like that. Even if he does get this, very soon disillusionment happens with the realization that all these things bring with them the fear of losing it. That is so true. And here then, I would like to add another pointer for you when you are on this journey is that you have started developing a preference to have fewer and fewer objects in your environment. Not as a rule, but as a generalization. Because ultimately it is not the objects, but it is the attachment to the objects, which is the identification. So for example, one may be a collector of curios, but may not be identified with them and attached to them and might, you know, gift them away freely. Or if someone comes to one's house and one breaks because it's toppled over, you are not so identified that there's blame and condemnation and so on. But by and large, what Rameshji has said here in the end is so true, because that is also a reflection of space. You see, the fewer the objects, the more the space, in the sense that there is no clutter of material items and so on and so forth. Because as has been our experience perhaps early on, there's always the fear of losing these items in some way or the other. It's quite incredible, and it creeps into the smallest things also. Smallest things. So this disillusionment, where Rameshji says that even if he does get this, very soon disillusionment happens with the realization that all these things bring with them the fear of losing it. That is therefore the pointer that once we cross this bridge, it is a natural outcome, as I said, to want fewer and fewer things. So that's it for now from this small booklet which we've finished, A Personal Religion of Your Own. And we shall move on to another book in the next podcast. I hope you've enjoyed this. It's a quiet afternoon here. It's still the lockdown times in Mumbai. and it is a joy for me to rediscover these writings and to share them with you. All the best for now.